AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A judge in Washington is canceling court deadlines in President-elect Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case. Special counsel Jack Smith charged Trump last year with plotting to overturn the results of the 2020 election and illegally hoarding classified documents at his Florida estate. Prosecutors say they need time to assess the appropriate course going forward after Trump's presidential victory Tuesday. The Justice Department has unveiled charges in connection with a plot to kill the president-elect. Investigators learned of the plan to kill Trump from Farhad Shakiri, an accused Iranian government asset. He told investigators a contact in Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard instructed him this past September to put together a plan within 7 days to surveil and ultimately kill Trump. He was told if he couldn't do it, the Iranians thought Trump would lose and it may be easier to kill him after the election. The mayor-elect in San Francisco, Daniel Lurie, was asked about the president-elect.
I have serious disagreements with President Donald Trump, but I will never let those disagreements get in the way of addressing the problems facing San Francisco.
Winds are easing outside Los Angeles. A wildfire has destroyed 130 structures, mostly homes. In Ventura County, Kathleen Bocock's home was destroyed.
The fire was there. There was black, heavy smoke with debris just flowing at us. And I didn't know if our neighbors got out, and my phone didn't work, so I didn't know if anybody was.
She spoke to KABC. The mountain fire started Wednesday morning in Ventura County and has grown to 32 square miles. It's 7% contained. 43 monkeys bred from medical research that escaped from a compound in South Carolina have been spotted in the woods near the site. Workers are using food to try to recapture them. The monkeys made a break for it Wednesday. A door wasn't fully locked. This is AP News. Beyonce leads the Grammy nominations with 11. That makes her the most nominated artist in Grammy history. Here's the AP's Margie Zaralletta.
Taylor Swift has won the Album of the Year Grammy 4 times, more than anybody. She's up for it again with the Tortured Poets Department. It will compete against albums by Sabrina Carpenter, Andre 3000, Jacob Collier, Chappell Roan, Charlie XCX, Billie Eilish, and Beyonce. The Beatles are up for Record of the Year for the song Now and Then, created with artificial intelligence. It's up against songs by Beyonce, Carpenter, Charlie XCX, Eilish, Roan, Kendrick Lamar, and Swift with Post Malone. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. Shaboozy's nominated for Best New Artist. His competition is Carpenter, Roan, Benson Boone, Doechii, Krungbin, Ray, and Teddy Swims. The Grammys are February 2nd in Los Angeles. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.